I got four guys. I want you to tell me how they connect. Brandon Belt, Stephen Vogt, Salvador Perez, and Evan Longoria. Scott, connect those four.
High home run to fly ball, right?
Very close. Very close. Corey?
Belt, Vogt, Perez, and Longoria?
Yes, sir.
All hit over 300? I don't know.
No, that's not correct either. No.
Oh, shucks.
I'm sorry. Scotty. I'm sorry. Tony.
Top slugging percentage at their positions?
No, it is not. Scotty was the closest. They all have a very high fly ball percentage. In fact, their fly ball percentage is all over 45% of the time. They hit it in the air, which I find very, very interesting, right? We want guys for the power. We want certain guys for power. Certainly at the catcher position, you talk about it all the time. You can just get a bunch of home runs at the catcher position. You're feeling good. All of these guys hit for a ton of fly balls. All of them, have some pop here. So let's break these guys down, right? What's up, Corey?
I was about to say, you would think these dudes hitting fly balls would be a good thing, but...
That's right, yeah.
But,
certain ones.
I'm about to say, is it really? Yeah, if it's not leaving the ballpark, it's out.
I agree with that also. None of these guys are exactly fast, right? These aren't like D. Gordon with a high fly ball percentage, which would be terrible. These are guys that you want for power, no, Tom?
Yeah, but the problem is that you got to be able to have the power. All these guys come into that mix, except possibly Brandon Belt. When you look at Brandon Belt and you play in that ballpark in San Francisco, this could be a problem batting average-wise for him if he's not getting the ball out of the park, off the wall, that situation there with that huge ballpark, especially for left-handed bats.
Sure.
I think Brandon Belt would be a superstar if he played on any other team but the Giants. Like, for a left-handed bat in that ballpark, unless you're Barry Bonds hitting into the water out there, there's no way you can be a guy that hits 30 home runs playing 80 games at that stadium.
And we always hear about Belt. I remember a couple years ago, he got off to a...
Year after year after year, sure.
Yeah, he got off to a hot start, whatever. This is going to be the season, you know what I'm saying? This is a guy that has big-time power. But the home run totals, you know what I'm saying? They've never been past 20.
Brandon, yeah, what's the thing of him staying healthy, like last year... You know, it was like a career high for him in games played.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, then you look at a guy like Vogt, you know, maybe part of a platoon there and, you know, kind of getting up there in age for a catcher. It's like, how many at-bats are you really going to get out of him? 250 last year with 14 homers. I mean, you know, if you're going to wait late on a catcher, you know, a lot of catchers look they're going to miss games in a week or whatever. But you know, this is a guy that plays from one side of the plate. When he's in there, he'll give you the numbers.
Yeah, but platoons are all right at catcher, Scott, because a lot of times the catchers are going to hurt you. Mm-hmm. So if you get a guy that gets you 300 quality at bats, as opposed to a guy that gets 500 at bats where he hits 210, that becomes a negative against you. And there's a lot of guys that when you wait on catches that hurt you. So I like Stevie Vogt, and I like that he gets 300 at bats, and I still get the 14 home runs, which will get me in the upper 50 percentile of catchers, and I'm not getting those bad at bats. If he can't hit lefties, I don't want him hitting against lefties.
It's a really good point.
The one thing
actually,
I will say in addition to Tony's point is that, you know, the one thing I've always liked about Vogt is that, you know, in an on-base percentage league, he's definitely an asset.
So I actually think it's a really underrated point, Tony. I want to continue diving into that. There's also a lot of Brandon Belt stuff I want to get into, too. But Stephen Vogt, right, Scott brings up the point, he doesn't play against lefties and can't hit them. And I usually put my catchers in, and I get pissed off. I get frustrated when they don't play because I feel like I'm losing at bats. But right. So often, these catchers do bat 250 that I'm losing at bats that suck anyway. So it's actually, really isn't a bad thing that they aren't playing every day. Like, maybe I really should get a guy like Vogt who platoons. Like, maybe that's not a bad thing at all.
No, I think people get it wrong.
That's a good
I think
point.
Really get really wrong. I think when you get a guy that gets 500 bats, 450 at bats from the catcher position,
right,
and you're picking him in the end, and he's hitting a Buck from Kansas City was a guy that people would draft, right?
Yeah,
only catcher left. Well, congratulations, you just got a guy that killed 500 at bats
in
your batting average. Yeah, and you were better off taking a guy that played 3-4 times a week. At the end of the year, they're still going to have more home runs. They're going to have the same RBIs and same runs scored, and you don't get a drain on your batting average.
And not to mention the fact, if I'm not mistaken, doesn't Vogt hit in the middle of the order?
Oh, yeah. He was like their cleanup hitter around there.
And he plays some He plays some TH on occasion, too.
So last year against righties, Vogt batted 264, had 13 home runs, 49 runs scored, 43 ribbies. Against lefties in 61 games. So he played 61 games against lefties, 129 against righties. Batted under 200 with just one home run. Those splits are just drastic.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a guy guns. That... No, he just doesn't need to hit against lefties.